Why are alternative views within Canada of Chinese government practices in response to Meng Wanzhou's incarceration, the alleged genocide of the Uyghurs, and other practices available largely on community radio? Could alternative press presenting a critical and accurate anti-war perspective help to derail the threat of war in Ukraine and other areas? Would broadcasting opposition views to the expensive fighter jet purchase by the Canadian government make a difference in terms of where federal government funds are spent? Where do regular listeners to radio stations broadcasting the Global Research NewsHour play a role in terms of keeping the media landscape from mutating into an endless echoscape of the military-industrial complex? This week we present part one of a special broadcast where we try to convince you, the listener, an opportunity to donate what you can to keep CKUW 95.9 FM, our ground-based radio station, continuing to keep diversity alive on the airwaves and resistance to thrive. Featured on this program will be activists from across the country talking about their work and the various important projects they are involved with. We will also convince you to donate whatever you can, and we will also play a few tunes. I'm delighted to present this show now in its 10th year since I took charge. Just a reminder to our listeners, the Global Research NewsHour is a special radio program funded by the Center for Research on Globalization and produced in collaboration with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Innu, Oji-Cree, Dene, and Dakota, the birthplace of the Métis Nation and the heart of the Métis Nation homeland. The show seeks to provide listeners with access to analysis of some of the major issues shaping our world today from thinkers, researchers, and unique political personalities rarely addressed by major media. Our shows are featured on partner radio stations across Canada and the United States and available for streaming or download at the site globalresearch.ca. And you can help us raise funds right now to support CKUW. Call 204-774-6877 to go or go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. That's fundrive.ckuw.ca, and make a pledge of any size. My name is Michael Welch, and the show is the Global Research NewsHour. On this week's program, cracking through the barricade of corporate control with the spirit of radio. salute to the fallen lyricist and drummer Neil Peart for his amazing work, as well as guitarist Alex Lifeson and bass player and singer Geddy Lee. The trio who played that song was known as the legendary rock band Rush, with the song Spirit of Radio from the 1979's Permanent Waves. The song was intended as a salute to the form of praise for station CFNY-FM in Toronto for not abandoning free-form programming, as opposed to the more commercial format becoming more popular at the time. However, CKUW 95.9 FM, of course, is walking up opposite the path of the more marketable trend. We have sacrificed all advertising and commercial ventures in the interests of bringing you, the listener, a wider variety of music with artists and sounds from all over the map. For people who want the more profitable approach, the top 10 stuff, the tried and tested stuff, you can look elsewhere. As for spoken word radio, you will find that CKUW's breed is unique. That is what brought me here over a decade ago. When our political leaders were trying to enchant us with the story of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, I remember when all the media were echoing this claim with authority. And the only broadcaster I can recall that told a different story was the glorious spoken word shows on CKUW 95.9 FM. That's how they hooked me, and programming similar to that, maybe even on my show, the Global Research News Hour, may have helped you to become a regular listener. That's how I became a contributor to CKUW, and it will certainly persuade you to pick up a phone right now and call 204-774-6877 or go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca. As I mentioned earlier, CKUW has to raise 25% of the station's funds. It's approximately $60,000 to make our ends meet. Help pay our station staff, who do a really great job for us, pay for our transmitter fees, regular updates on of computers, headphones, and other equipment, and a whole lot of other things to make the programming easier to produce and easier for you to listen to. We are holding up our end. It now depends on you, listener, to hold up your end. Give whatever you can afford. It can't be easier watching people toil away at making radio a reality and not contributing whatever you can, you know? All we're asking, really, is to call 204-774-6877 or donate online to fundrive.ckuw.ca, and as a listener, make your consumption of radio a little more, I don't want to say guilt-free, more of a satisfying experience. As I mentioned, this show, the Global Research News Hour, is connected to the site globalresearch.ca and the Center for Research on Globalization. And it is the work of the highly prestigious professor of economics known as Michel Chossudovsky. He's held academic research and advisory positions in numerous roles all over the world. Did you know he was in Chile during the coup of September 1973, and also in Argentina during the coup against Isabel Perón in 1976. And he's given lectures and presentations to over 100 universities and research institutes around the world. He contributes to Encyclopedia Britannica. He's authored 11 books, hundreds of articles, and won numerous awards. So it's really an honor to be associated and affiliated with a legendary figure like that. So we rely largely on topics that have been subjected to a great deal of academic rigor. So the content we provide on Global Research News Hour under Professor Chossudovsky's guidance and made with my own hard work is unique and of high quality. As regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. So do go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca or make that call right now at 204-774-6877 and contribute to the production of a pristine version of spoken word radio. 204-774-6877 is the number to call. Well, there was a trio of activists I had the pleasure of talking to earlier this week, one from Hamilton, one from Regina, and one from right here in Winnipeg. I wanted to get their perception in this program, their participation in this program, because they've all had to proceed in their activities, and they generally had to correct the general record of what they heard on the mainstream media that doesn't quite fit the facts. The weapons of mass destruction in Iraq message that I mentioned in Iraq being one example. So we got together and discussed the pressing issues facing the anti-war movement currently. I will play out a part of that interview right now. And in the meantime, I want you to go on the phone and call 204-774-6877 or online at fundrive.ckuw.ca and make that pledge for radio you can live with. 204-774-6877. Make that call today.
This is Michael Welch for the Global Research NewsHour, and I'm going to bring on some familiar figures. They're from the anti-war and anti-imperialist groups in Canada, and as a radio show that presents independent reporting in troubled regions around the world, these groups have a natural ally in the Global Research NewsHour, I think. We have with us a past guest, Ken Stone. He is the treasurer of the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. Another past guest is Glenn Michaelchuk. He's chair of Peace Alliance Winnipeg. And Ed Lehman is currently the president of the Regina Peace Council. So welcome to the Global Research NewsHour, all three of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, gentlemen, I'm going to ask you each maybe talk about some of the recent actions and activities you are focused on at this time, your organizations. We'll start with Ken Stone. I noticed you had an Olympic theme in one of your recent actions.
Yes, well, we've been engaged doing a lot of stuff, trying to counter the antagonism in the mainstream media and in the government, the Canadian government, towards China. One of the things is trying to mount a very mean-spirited and petty diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics. And so we sent an open letter to the Prime Minister, and it was supported by many organizations, including Chinese Canadian organizations, to condemn his mean-spirited approach. The Olympics are actually one of the greatest international activities, sporting activities in the world. And to mount the Olympics, 193 countries of the UN came together in a rare show of consensus, and they passed the Olympic truce, which goes back to ancient Greek times, which means that no one in the world is supposed to engage in military activity, hostile military activity with another country for the duration of the Olympics and Paralympics. That's for a whole month. And, you know, of course, we would like to see that truce extended to 12 months, year round, every year. But Trudeau's mean-spirited Olympic boycott, diplomatic boycott, is based on the false notion that there is a genocide of Uyghurs in China. And that notion has been debunked quite deliberately. And even no longer even does the U.S. State Department go along with that lie. But in any case, Trudeau went ahead along with the usual suspects, the United States, Australia, and the UK, and a couple of countries from Northern Europe. And they managed to isolate themselves diplomatically because the rest of the world didn't want any part of his diplomatic boycott. So that's one thing we did. And while I'm talking about China, we have two petitions. One is if people want to go to the Canadian, our Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website, hcsw.ca. Both petitions are there, and one is to allow Huawei, Ms. Meng's company, of which she was the CFO, to continue to participate in the rollout of Canada's 5G network. And the other one is a petition to condemn the AUKUS Pact, which came, the AUKUS Pact is a secret military deal that came to light a few days before the end of the last Canadian federal election. And in it, Australia, which is not a nuclear country, gets US nuclear submarines capable of firing nuclear missiles. So it's another attempt to isolate and contain China, and it will raise tensions with China. So this resolution came out of the Hamilton District Labor Council, and it's now sponsored by, the petition is now sponsored by MP Matthew Green from Hamilton Centre. So we've been doing a lot of stuff about China, including the campaign to free Meng Wanzhou, and this is a continuation of that.
Okay. Well, it's quite a bit going on there. And certainly your commitment to China and what's best for all concerned is certainly remarkable. Ed Lehman, what have you and Regina been focused on these days?
Okay. We've been focusing on much the same issues as Ken mentioned. And the question of no war on China and no war on Russia have been very important issues for our peace council. The other very important issue to us is the campaign against the purchase of 88 new fighter jets. We see it as a colossal waste of funds at a time when we need money invested in healthcare, in education, and other pressing needs from one end of the country to the other. We're very upset that the Canadian government wants to enlarge the military spending from over $31 billion to a neighborhood of $42 billion. We think that the current line that we need these weapons to fight Russia and to fight China is a total lie. And I had a letter recently published in the Globe and Mail to that effect. The Russians aren't coming to attack Canada. The Chinese are not coming to attack Canada. Both of those countries have extended a hands of friendship to us, would like to work closer with our country. And in the case of China, they are the number one economic power now. And we would be very well advised, if we're interested in Canadians having employment and our farmers having markets for their products, to improve our relations with China and with Russia and other countries. We need a foreign policy that is based on peace and not based on war and not based on ties to the United States. And because there's an election coming up, we can expect old Joe Biden to be looking to make some moves in the direction of war, because it seems like that's how you win elections in the United States, is you make a lot of warlike noise.
Wow.
And it's very dangerous for the world when there's so much brinkmanship going on. And I think that's what we're seeing in the case of Ukraine. Biden is pushing the world right to the edge. So that's another issue that's very important to us. We feel Canada should not be putting weapons and troops into Ukraine, but should be working in the area of diplomacy. I mean, this situation is so bad that even the president of the Ukraine had to say to the United States, hey, back off. The Russians aren't going to invade us. You know, get real here. We need to have serious discussions with the Russians. and not war between our two countries.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So those are the things we're involved in. I suppose the next thing I'll be doing is putting out an issue of Saskatchewan Peace News. Normally, we put it out four times a year. 2021, we put it out five times because there were just so many pressing issues to address. And if anybody would like to receive it, they could write me at edrae, E-D-R-A-E, 1133 at gmail.com. Okay. And I would send it by email free.
Okay, great. That sounds very good. You've certainly been very active in all of your activities. Glenn Michaelchuk, I know that you definitely are on board with on both of these gentlemen, but what sorts of issues in particular are your focus?
Well, I think there's a lot of commonality here. We also have been very much focused on these questions of the new Cold War that's been emerging in the last several years, with Russia and China being the targets of that new Cold War. One of the things that we have been doing for the last three Saturdays as the Peace Alliance Winnipeg is we've been having a demonstration at one of the busy intersections in Winnipeg, corner of River and Osborne, under the banner No War with Russia. And that is, of course, in response to the escalating tensions over Ukraine. And Canada has played a particularly bad role in escalating those tensions. Its most recent announcement was just the other day of sending some $8 million in aid, in lethal aid, to Ukraine. So we have been on the streets for three Saturdays in a row now and had a very good response to our call, No War with Russia. Very good response from the people coming by. So that's been a very positive aspect that we found. The other thing, like the other two cities, is we've also been very active in the No Fighter Jet campaign. And we've also been having, before the issue of the tensions over Ukraine emerged, we were having at that same corner of River and Osborne regular Saturday actions under the banner of no new fighter jets, Canada get out of NATO. So that's been the focus of our work in these last couple of months. Of course, the fighter jets issue is very pressing because it's expected that the government's going to announce that purchase sometime by the end of March, I guess coinciding with the release of the federal budget. So there's perhaps a limited window to really influence opinion about that. And what we have found is that majority of people don't know that this is on the agenda for Canada. I mean, it's something that has been very, very downplayed in the media. So it's very important that in the time that remains, we try and really get people's opinion against the purchase of new fighter jets. So those are the things that we've been doing in Winnipeg.
Yeah, well, interesting. And also the one thing that doesn't get much mentioning is the fact that the fighter jets are also major producers of carbon dioxide, a greenhouse gas emission, and yet we're supposed to be so mobilized against that sort of thing. But I'm wondering, you know, I mean, there's a lot of commonality here.
You're listening to the Global Research News Hour on CKUW 95.9 FM. You just heard part of my conversation with three anti-war activists: Ken Stone from Hamilton, Ed Lehman from Regina, and Glenn Michaelchuk from right here in Winnipeg, on some of their work and some of the challenges facing them today. We will play more of our conversation in just a few minutes. But first, dear listener, I had to remind you of our annual fund drive. We are raising funds for the station to keep up with our ongoing debts. It certainly seems that the station got hit hard by the COVID situation and changes that were made. We're now not allowed into the station unless we have agreed to the vaccination. And so certain individuals have been hit hard by that. I think a lot of programming pretty much ground to a halt, but the station is plugging along and staff are still attempting to come to the aid of our volunteers. And this station is a precious commodity, and we need help during what we hope will be the last gasp of COVID, but of course, many dangers may still be ahead. If you hear of a station in distress, be like Clark Kent. But instead of leaping into a phone booth and coming out as Superman, you can instead phone 204-774-6877 and pledge a tidy sum of money to preserve CKUW as a nonprofit organization dedicated to truth, justice, and delight to the audio experience challenged. It's a much better use of a phone booth, I would say, especially if you don't actually have superpowers. But that ability to donate means a lot to us, and we really, really appreciate it. Thanks if you've supported us. If you haven't, please help us make our goal in the course of the hour. I should mention that we offer our supporters a list of incentives if they do agree to give us a boost of funds. If you donate at the $70 level or higher, you would receive our latest t-shirt. It has the cute design of a couple of cartoon cats smiling and listening to something pleasant between a pair of earphones. I'm sure they're listening to CKUW. The latest work by artist Alan Lord, and it's on a gray shirt with the letters CKUW lit in red. You check it out at fundrive.ckuw.ca, where you can also pledge your sum. At the $120 level, you would receive your choice not only of the t-shirt, but also a second t-shirt, the Bluetooth radio, a CKUW toque, or an insulated mug with the same cat design on the outside. I would donate at the $120 level. I don't have one of those, so nice to have it in my collection. You should consider all pledge levels. Go to fundrive.cqw.ca for more information. One more thing, we have a list of books to give away. It's Michel Chossudovsky's latest, The Globalization of War, America's Long War Against Humanity. We have three copies to give away. So if you pledge at the $70 level or higher, you can get a good chance to win one of these books, as well as the t-shirt and the friendship card, which offers special deals at select places while you are in Winnipeg. So do please consider these incentives as a gift for your generosity. Make that call, 204-774-6877, or go online, fundrive.ckuw.ca, and make that pledge. If instead of the incentives, you can just pick up a tax receipt, that can be arranged. Mark it on your online pledge, or explain it to the staff member who is standing by to pick up your call. Also, if the cost seems a little high, we can arrange a payment plan to arrange small amounts of deductions over the course of the year. So you can sort that out with staff. Call 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca to make that pledge to the Global Research NewsHour. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Ininu, Oji-Cree, Dene, and Dakota, the birthplace of the Métis Nation and the heart of the Métis Nation homeland. We'll get back into that interview now, our three anti-war organizers during an interview recorded in the last week.
In selecting the issues, are you working in any coordination, or are you just separate but have common ground, you know, based on the degree of war? Ed?
I think... The three of us, our organizations are working together. And in the case of Winnipeg Peace Alliance, the Regina Peace Council is a prairie partner with the Peace Alliance Winnipeg. And we work quite closely with the Peace Alliance from Winnipeg. And the Hamilton Coalition to Stop War helped form the coalition, or maybe was the initiator of the coalition to free Ming Wenzhou. And our peace council was part of that coalition effort. And all of our organizations are working with Tamara Lawrence and the Voice of Women, who are really, I would say, the key organization behind the campaign against the purchase of the fighter jets. Mm-hmm. So we're all working together. And recently, when there was the efforts with the no war against Russia, we organized a demonstration en route in Regina to coincide with the demonstration in Winnipeg and other cities. When there was the demonstrations around the freeing of Meng Wanzhou, we again organized demonstrations in Regina at the federal building in coordination with the other rallies that were taking place across the country. So I often find myself looking to Winnipeg and looking to Hamilton and Tamara Lawrence and sometimes the Canadian Peace Congress, which the Regina Peace Council is a member of, to see what they're doing and to join in their activities.
Okay. I know also that when you had the COVID situation came around 2 years ago, that you've been restricted in certain ways, like in terms of outdoors activities, for example, and it's much harder to host speakers, staging outdoor events and such. But I mean, was that a setback or did you adapt well to the circumstances, say with...
It was very hard to adapt well to it. We, for instance, had a plan to bring Eve Zangler. We had arranged a date and everything, and we just had to cancel it. And doing Zooms just isn't the same as having Eve Zangler or other speakers in person.
Okay. Ken?
We did. I think thanks to my son, Brendan, who is the chair, co-chair of the our coalition, we've been able to adapt to the Zoom meetings and actually it allowed us the flexibility and the reach to kick off the campaign to free Meng Wanzhou. So we've had meetings with thousands of people now, and some of them have been retweeted on YouTubers who participated with us, like Daniel Dumbrill and Cyrus Jansen, to literally millions of people. So, you know, we went from indoor meetings of 50 or 70 people to Zoom meetings of millions of people. So it was really something. I do miss the in-person meetings, and we will go back to them eventually. We were able to still hold rallies outside of MPs' offices and at the federal building and things like that. Tonight, for example, our coalition is co-sponsoring with the Canadian Foreign Policy Institute a Zoom about Ukraine. And among the speakers are Aaron Mate and also Ivan Kachanovsky and Richard Sanders. So the Zoom is allowing us to be able to reach people across the country who could not meet in person over these things. And for, you know, whereas before it would take a cross Canada speaking tour to bring people like Aaron Mate to Canadians, now we can do it in one night in a Zoom. So, and it's much cheaper. So it has actually increased our reach. But I did want to add one item of activity where I think all three of us have been involved before and none of us mentioned today, and that is Yemen and the Saudi coalition war against the people of Yemen. And I would like to take this opportunity to announce that there's going to be a Cross Canada Day of Action or Days of Action on March 26th and 27th to stop the war on Yemen, and more importantly for Canadians, to stop the Canadian government authorizing arms sales to the Saudis. This is a big issue that I think all three of us have been involved in.
Okay. And Glenn, would you like to say something about how COVID affected your activism at Peace Alliance Winnipeg?
Well, it did in the ways that have been mentioned, in the sense that for the last 2 years, we haven't held the Walk for Peace, which was a bit of an institution in Winnipeg and had been a regular event since, I think, 1980 or 81. Again, that was because of the restrictions in place by COVID. So there has been that impact. But I do agree with what Ken said, that the use of Zoom and other kind of electronic platforms has greatly expanded the reach of the peace movement in ways that, weren't foreseen before the pandemic, because we did rely on, face-to-face meetings and cross-country tours. And as people got used to the system of electronic meetings, I think they've been very successful for bridging, nationwide, bring people together nationwide and even internationally. So that's been the upside to that. I do think that it's important that we get back to doing the direct actions and meetings with people. I think that's a very important component. But and that is going to begin to happen again. So
that was the second part of an anti-war organizer's conversation. Interestingly, when it ended, we were discussing getting organizers in the West on sister station CFMU in Hamilton. So interview shows reflecting anti-war and anti-imperialist stances can get reflection across the country through the power of community radio. I should also say that CFMU was the station that sired the career start in radio of one Rob Schmidt, the station manager at CKUW. And I'm not sure, but I think he has now been running things at the station for more than 25 years. Wow! And also the manager that saw the station debut as an FM broadcaster back in 1999. So in a way, we thank CFMU for bringing to our station one of the most respected and competent people in the whole community radio sector, at least in terms of station management and running things. We all benefit from his experience, Rob Schmidt's experience, and are fortunate to have him. But this fund drive is not specifically for CFMU, it's for CKUW. Call us at 204-774-6877 or go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca and offer a pledge of $35 or more to the Global Research NewsHour. CKUW is a station located on the downtown campus at the University of Winnipeg. And true, we get the majority of our funding from the fees collected by the University of Winnipeg's Student Association. We also are a community radio station, and CKUW does a lot for the community above and beyond programming. I remember in the month of August, we had a project called Radio Camp, which allowed kids between the age of 10 and 13 from inside the downtown community where the station is based, to learn about everything about radio, from a rudimentary science lesson of how the station runs to work on presentation, writing, research, and performing live. It's about a week long, and it's maybe 5 days long, and it's really kind of astonishing what these kids can put out in such a short period of time. And we would be helping some of these radio stars find their own careers, I guess you could say, like Rob Schmidt, perhaps. This is a really great and amazing challenge for youth at a critical age. But CKUW makes this sort of thing possible. We also had GarageLand in June. That was an occasion where we would scope out a number of garage sales across the country and relay interesting findings through our, remote reporters to our listenership. It was different and really fun. Maybe you aren't particularly fond of garage sales, and that's fine, but if you enjoy bargains on vintage 1970s mugs or 1980s video games or stuffed monsters that don't exist anymore or playing board games with Fonz and the Happy Days gang or whatever crazy things you can't even imagine, you just have to be tuned in to CKUW's GarageLand. It's all a lot of fun. I think we have had cancellations because of course of COVID, but one way or another, the pandemic will come to an end, and CKUW, with your support, should be well stocked to renew these projects and maybe even come up with new ideas as it channels a path of radio into the 20s. Call 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.cqw.ca to pledge to the Global Research NewsHour. Help us stock our station. The more you give to CKUW, the more choices we can have to open up possibilities from the very young to even the seniors in our community. Call us now, 204-774-6877. I'm going to play some music now. This is from the group Propagandi, based in Winnipeg. It's from their recent album, Victory Lap, the classic song, Comply, Resist. While it plays, I hope you will go to your phone and pledge your support, 204-774-6877, or go online, fundrive.ckuw.ca, that's fundrive.ckuw.ca. The spirit of resistance lives on CKUW.
Circa 1992, Hitchens faxed his copy through as regards Columbus Day. If you'll permit me the conceit of a posthumous critique, I'll paraphrase. My colorful, exotic friend, respectable, well-spoken, unlike the rest of them. As you know, I'm colorblind, and you're a credit to your kind. Your kind. The silly talk of resurgence, ceremony, communion with an unconquered natural world. Tell me, where is your gratitude for all we've done for you? This. Back we bestowed upon his savage emptiness. When our cost mistakes were made, but as far as human progress goes, welcome to a slightly higher plane of innovation, opportunity, virtual communities. The treaties that we broke, the lands that we built, settlements put to the charge. Children we abuse are for your own good, of course. Happens to be the way history has been made. Just don't play with the toy gun. She takes with a single lead. Don't comply, don't resist, cause it don't make a difference. Comply, resist.
That was Propagandi with Comply Resist, and this is a special Fun Drive edition of the Global Research NewsHour. My name is Michael Welch, and I host the Global Research NewsHour. For those of you who are not frequent listeners, the Global Research NewsHour specializes in international issues, but it's much more than that. on a weekly basis. Like the site, globalresearch.ca itself, we do background research and analysis on a broad range of issues, focusing on social, political, economic, cultural, strategic, and environmental issues. And we provide news and analysis on issues barely, if ever, covered in mainstream media. You have already gotten this impression from the stories addressing war or provocations to war. Taking our conversations about Ukraine, for example, little attention is paid to the conversations about the events almost exactly 8 years ago when President Yanukovych fled the scene and left a diminished Ukrainian parliament, the Verkhovna Rada, to vote for him to be impeached. Global Research News Hour brought forward information showing that the Euromaidan had extreme ultranationalists and Nazis in their midst. We talked about the then Assistant Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, having supported the Maidan, the spending of $5 billion in the country, I mean, she said it outright, in the name of spreading democracy, quote-unquote, or the secretly recorded phone call from Estonia's foreign minister revealing that the bullets fired on protesters during the exchange were exactly the same as the bullets fired on police officers, meaning the snipers in question were most likely a third coalition, most likely from the U.S. So it was a coup orchestrated by the United States. We've talked about the many different coups the U.S. has wielded. Chile, Iran, Guatemala are all examples of this. The colored revolutions instigated by groups like the NED, National Endowment for Democracy, as we have documented on the show, is a rising trend. And we should recall the multiple instances of these sorts of incidents before we accuse Vladimir Putin of engaging in takeovers of territory once part of the Soviet Union. I don't think there's mention of these realities on any other program on this station, and few other stations, even in the community radio sector. We'll be highlighting these developments as we focus more on conflict on the horizon, including perhaps developments in Canada itself. We need to diversify our coverage to get a better handle on critical events around the world. Please contribute what you can to the Global Research News Hour. Call 204-774-6877 or go online, fundrive.ckuw.ca. We have an interesting item to give away. For as little as $35, you can receive the Friends Card. It's a nice little mini coupon book. You might say offering incentives for people in the Winnipeg area to benefit if they go to the businesses listed. So our friends at Organic Planet, for instance, offer 10% off all deli items. Bernstein's Deli on Corridon offers 10% off all dine-in items. Into the Music offers 10% off all vinyl, CDs, cassettes, turntables, and more. Shawarma Time and Sultan's Shawarma, both on Ellis, offer 10% off their purchases. The Yellow Dog Tavern, Half Pints, Hollow Reed Holistic, Rag Pickers, and several other industries offer discounts. If you play your cards right, you could get savings to pay for your contribution. And way at the other end of the spectrum, at the $500 level, you could be the proud bearer of a single station device. It's housed in a Mason jar, or a Mason jar, with a single antenna and a volume knob, and that's it. And it will only air CKUW. It would be nice to have one if you can afford it. Make your contribution all at once or part of a payment plan by going online at fundrive.ckuw.ca or phoning 204-774-6877 right now. Tell them you wish to donate to the Global Research News Hour. We are going to complete the interview with Glenn Michaelchuk, Ken Stone, and Ed Lehman, three anti-war activists across Canada. Here they are speaking to the worth of Global Research News Hour and CKUW for the benefit of what they are doing in their work.
Glenn, Ken, Ed, this interview appears during the station CKUW's annual fund drive. We don't run commercial ads and we don't get money from the government. We need listeners to show their support for the station and for the show and to help us raise 25% of our costs to keep this station and the material we feature on the station. So I think we have a bit of a kind of a mutual benefit there, because I mean, we're a little more advanced in a way than Zoom, you know. People can donate, go to the phone and call 204-774-6877, or they can go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca to make a pledge. But what I'm hoping to hear from you, the guests on our show, is what vital service do shows like the Global Research News Hour offer that's more rare on the commercial or state-driven media? Maybe Glenn, Ken, you go first.
Well, I want to thank you and the station and Global Research for always being there to help promote our activities against war. I have some inside information about from someone inside one of the major networks, and our press releases go there and along with hundreds of other places, and they are discussed at the top levels of their national media organization, and that they send people to go to our press conferences and stuff, but they will never acknowledge that the press conference took place. They will not ask a question. They will not print an article, but Global Research often does. And it's nice to have independent radio and stations like yours that can put out the message while we are completely censored and excluded from, marginalized from the mainstream media.
Okay, Ed.
I could say the last rally we organized in Regina was against the fighter jets, and we didn't know that would be the day that the convoy would appear in Regina. And we received absolutely no media coverage. And that's not unheard of. That happens on many occasions with our activities, especially on the part of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, who are the absolute worst for public coverage. And I wish we had such a station in Regina, because we have no equivalent of the work that CKUW is doing in Regina. We do have a co-op radio station, and they have done interviews at times with speakers that we brought through, but they're also under the gun not to have too much peace coverage. It's like if we were talking about war, the mics would be all open for us, but trying to discuss peace is very, very difficult. So we're very grateful for all the work that CKUW is doing and that you personally are doing, Michael. It's really nice to have allies in Winnipeg that we're working with.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. Glenn, I guess we'll leave it you. I mean, you've been more involved with CQW than anyone else on this panel. What would you like to say?
Yes, you're right, Michael. I mean, over the years, I've been interviewed many, many times on CKUW about the work of Peace Alliance Winnipeg. So these are very, very important instruments for people to use and to support. So I would just encourage that all your listeners do participate in the fundraising drive, do give money to CKUW or the Global Research News Hour, because these are really important sources of information that break through the kind of monopoly of disinformation that we face.
Okay. Well, at that, I'm going to thank you all for sharing and discussing this issue with our listeners. Thank you for relying or working without toil to bring peace to the world and peace into our hearts. And thank you for supporting our listenership and the work that we do here at CKUW. So Ken Stone, Ed Lehman, Glenn Michaelchuk, thanks. It's been a real pleasure.
And thank you, Michael.
That was a really nice conversation with three longtime anti-war activists, Glenn Michaelchuk, Ken Stone, and Ed Lehman. Well, the hour is nearly over, so I'm afraid I now have to close, but I will be back in 7 days with part two of Fund Drive. If you haven't yet donated to Fund Drive, be sure to donate sometime in the next week so we can make our Fund Drive goal of $60,000. Call 204-774-6877 or go online at fundrive.ckuw.ca to do your due diligence for yourself, for our community, and for listeners everywhere. Thanks for all your help. You're listening to the Global Research News Hour, a program funded by the Center for Research on Globalization and produced in collaboration with campus community radio station CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg on the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Ininu, Oji-Cree, Dene, and Dakota, the birthplace of the Métis Nation and the heart of the Métis Nation homeland. The show is aired on other radio stations across Canada and the United States and available for streaming or download at the site globalresearch.ca. To leave feedback on this program, please email globalresearchnewshour@gmail.com. I've been the show's host and producer, Michael Welch. Thank you once again for joining us.